Along with Sean Stiers, I'm Darren Pritchett. We are pleased to have with us the head coach of the Notre Dame baseball team in his first season, Link Jarrett, and he's got the Irish off to a 7-2 start, coming off a three-game sweep of Presbyterian over the weekend with a trip to Chapel Hill to take on North Carolina coming up later this week. Coach, it's Darren. Good to be with you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good Monday. Got back in a decent time last night for a change for the guys. We didn't quite get back the day we thought we would, but it was still close. We were close to Sunday night, so it was a good weekend for us. Greenville is a beautiful place. We stayed in Greenville, South Carolina. It's an awesome downtown, and we played day games, so it gave the guys a chance to relax in the evening and walk around a little bit and Presbyterians in Clinton, but I've been to Greenville several times, and it was a good weekend for the guys all the way around.
Outstanding, coach, and you're off to a 7-2 start. I'm sure in your first season, the guys are extremely pumped right now. You're probably excited about your program. So, besides getting off to a 7-2 start, I know a part of this whole process of taking over a program is getting your culture in place and everybody going through the process, and the process leads to wins. How well has this group handled those things early on?
Well, you know, the guys they're elite individuals, and they're fantastic students. Number one, they're good people, and they're hungry to learn and implement some of the ideas that we had. I mean, we're not trying to reinvent the way the game is played. I'm sure my thoughts are different on some of the things we're doing. They've adapted well. Our system, offensively and defensively, is a little complex, and there's some demands mentally and physically on what we're trying to do. I feel like they've responded well. I think there's a couple areas, all around our short game, our bunting game, and using that the right way at the right time hasn't been what we need it to be. But, you know, I see little things as we compete that you have to fine-tune and make sure your system is in place. Culturally, the guys are meeting our expectations of what needs to be done. You know, we have high standards for how we do things in the classroom and on the field, and I feel like we're there. Now, we have to continue to get better, obviously, on the field. Our defense has been one of the things I knew looking at our program years past, like we had to improve our defense, and knock on wood, so far, we've done that. I've moved some people around. I think it gives them a better chance to handle what we're asking them to do physically at their position. That's been positive. Our offense has been up and down. And on the mound, when you have Sheehan on Friday, you feel good about that. You know, Rayo and Mercer have started and have been fairly effective, maybe not quite as consistent within the start as you would like, but it's been competitive. And then we've been able to get Tommy Vail the ball out of the bullpen. One of the reasons we wanted to use him in the bullpen is because those guys can impact, if you handle it right, two games a weekend, and when you get into the midweeks, maybe they can help you in a midweek game too. So his appearances are right where they need to be. If we can get Joe Boyle a little bit more consistent, probably better than he was last year at this time, but we still need to make some strides so his inning workload matches his appearances, and he and Vail would be really good weapons out of the bullpen. So overall, I'm pleased with where we are. I still see some things that we need to do a lot better once we get into the meat of the schedule here.
Well, and kind of along those lines, Link, with 9 games and 3 weekends now under your belt in your first 9 games in your tenure at Notre Dame, what are maybe some of the biggest things that you do know about your team right now that you didn't know leading up to the start of the season?
Well, you go in and you have a decent idea. I think we have right now 2 guys behind the plate that do a good job, but they also may benefit from not catching every single game. And Alexander and Lamana have each had very good moments for us, but at that position, if you can tag team it a little bit because of the demands mentally and physically behind the plate, I think that can help. So until you play three nine-inning games in a row, some of these you don't know how to handle the personnel until you get into the fights a little bit, and we're learning. Brannigan had never played the third base position. He's a very athletic kid that can pitch, played short in center field. He's a fantastic athlete. If you wanted to grade him out, he's probably one of the best athletes on our campus. And we put him at third, and just we're letting him develop and learn on the fly. And he's done some really good things over there. It's still a new position to him, but I'm very pleased with how he's played. And to go into this fall thinking that he would be your third baseman come early March, probably not exactly what we thought, but it was a good move. And Prisner, who played some second last year while Miller was at short, we felt like maybe flipping those guys. Miller moves laterally really well and has very quick hands, double play stuff, probably as a second baseman. He's designed for that. And Prisner plays a little bit more straight ahead, which is good at the shortstop position. Nico at first base, you know, he's a physical guy. He's got good hands. So you think he can handle that. So the interior defense has been pretty good. And you're still learning as you go about what they can and can't do. But I feel like I've learned that what we're doing has helped. Myers in center field, he was hurt all fall, never got to see him until the spring. The guy stole six bases in the game the other day. He's got tremendous instincts. I did not know that his base running instincts, shoot, he might have 14 or 15 stolen bases already this year. I think he had 20, 22 or 23 all of last year. So his talent is showing. And I think our offensive system allows him to really flourish. Brooks Coetzee did not know his defensive capabilities in right field. Tremendous jumps and breaks on the ball. And again, until you see day in, day out, batted ball, reads and jumps. He's made two or three diving catches in Alabama at UAB, really ran all the way almost into center field and caught a ball up against the wall in deep, deep right center. I've seen him do some things that are, it's really a pleasant surprise how he's handled right field. And, you know, Cole and Gilgenbach have, and Ziska, you know, those three have really shared the left field spot and the DH spot. On the negative side, I did not anticipate being without Danny Jung, who's one of our more complete hitters. You know, Tammy, hamstring issue in the preseason, and thought he was good to go, and he tweaked that thing again Friday. So he's, you know, that's a good left-handed, very experienced bat that's one of our better hitters that's going to be out for a little while. So that, I did not see that coming. You thought he would be penciled into the middle of the lineup where he belongs, but we're going to have to fill that void. Nico finally got on a little streak there this weekend where he hit four home runs, and he's a unique athlete in the fact that he doesn't really have to completely square balls up. He still has the ability to hit them out. And I saw it this weekend. I had not seen him go on a streak like that in my time, even in the fall and the preseason, hadn't seen it. I saw it this past weekend, and, you know, when he gets going, he's as dangerous as anybody in the country.
And for fans not familiar, Nico Cavadas is from Penn High School,
right,
just down the road. So five home runs for Nico already. Link Jarrett, head coach of Notre Dame Baseball, is our guest on WSBT Radio. Like, it'll take me a second to get to my question, but we're pretty close to the same age. So when we were in high school, baseball was played a little differently at the major league level. I grew up an hour from St. Louis, and they use speed and the artificial turf to their advantage, winning one World Series and coming up short in two others. Now today, professional baseball is on grass. Power pitching, power hitting is just such a big part of the game. But at the collegiate level, there is a lot of field turf facilities that you play at, including your own facility at X Stadium. I noticed you have 25 steals already this year. That is 14th in the NCAA. Is it possible, if you wanted to, and I don't know what your plan is long term, but can you win in collegiate baseball playing that old school whitey ball type of baseball in which speed is a major factor and using the surface as an advantage?
Absolutely, you can win in college with that type of baseball. Number one, the ball in Major League Baseball has evolved as much as the style of play. The ball is, if you talk to Rawlings, like it's a different ball. Like Major League Baseball is playing with a ball that's so tight and so hard. They wanted to generate home runs, and that's what people like to see when they go to a Major League game. Our ball is a little bit different. It doesn't carry like the big league ball. It doesn't come off the bat as hard. So to think that we have a guy in Nico and Gilgenbach, when he's on it, they can hit fly balls that go out to the opposite field, but it's not like you see in the big leagues. So basically everybody in a major league lineup could hit an opposite field fly ball type home run. And I don't think you get that in college. Therefore, you have to find other ways to generate runs against good arms. And stealing bases and bunting and hit and run like your Cardinals did, that's a little bit more in line with how we have to play to perform the way we want to perform. And I saw it this weekend. Like, you're going to run into an arm that you may not have the outright capabilities to just beat him swinging the bat. It sometimes catching them off guard and stealing third base and squeeze bunting, those type of things can almost distract and unravel a good pitcher who's not used to having distractions and negative things happen to them when they're on the mound. So we have to use it, and it does win. And altering our surface, I will tell you this. Our field turf is one of the original field turf type fields, and what they've done in the last 3 or 4 years is they've started to alter the turf a little bit so your dirt areas, like the home plate dirt circle and the baselines and the infield dirt, even though it's turf, they've created ways to allow it to play a little bit more like clay.
Really?
So we're and we're actually going to redo our infield this summer, and there's three programs that did it this past offseason, this summer, that they love it, and they said it's very similar to a baseball field, like clay. And I think the way I like to run the games and coach and the guys we're trying to recruit that are very athletic, I think it'll lend nicely. And, you know, it's obviously within the confines of the rules. You're not trying to alter to the point of cheating on what you're doing, but it's more of a baseball-type synthetic turf, which I love, and right up your Cardinals would love it.
And you know what? It's fun to watch, too. That style of baseball, Link, was as fun as a fan to watch as anything I have seen over the last 30 years. Yeah. I just think it's more exciting than just seeing
a lot of action.
Triples and double steals and squeeze bunts are a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, the fielding percentages at the major league level, I think we take for granted how good they are defensively. Like, Justin Turner, you look at some of these big guys that, you know, the big old beards, and they look like the baggy uniforms, then they don't necessarily look like tremendously athletic, good defensive players. They're phenomenal defenders, every one of them. And I think they make it look so easy that you take it for granted when you watch a major league game. In college, the defense overall is not as sound as it is in the big leagues. The kids aren't necessarily as polished, as fast, as physical yet. So that's why the strikeout in Major League Baseball, I'm not going to say that it's 100% acceptable, but it's far less acceptable in college because the ball in play has so many variables of what could happen in the college game. We're in the big leagues, I feel like they feel like a ball that's not hit well is an out, so a strikeout is no different to them in some organizations. I don't think that's a direct correlation to what you see in college. So putting the ball in play with two strikes and manufacturing and doing those things, I think is an essential part of a good college offense in a baseball program.
I love that.
Yeah. Link, you spent, of course, your entire playing and coaching career in the South in either Florida or the Carolinas before you came here. So what's been the biggest adjustment for you coming up north here this year?
Shoveling off the
infield. I mean, I kind of have an idea of what it is, but what's the biggest adjustment overall?
There's a couple ways to look at this. I'll tell you this. It's the first time in my career that you can plan out your practice and actually do it.
Hmm.
Because, you know, in North Carolina, you may get a week where we were not equipped to go inside.
Hmm.
So you were waiting field conditions, weather conditions. There were so many variables when you're trying to get your field ready for a potential practice. And when it got to 2:30 or 3 o'clock, you still may not know if you can execute the practice plan that you drew up. I will say that that has been a little bit refreshing for me at Notre Dame. I know most of it's inside, but you know that once you draw it up, you're going to be able to go do and work on what you plan working on that day, whether it's indoors in Loftus or in your indoor facility at Eck. You're going to be able to do what you plan to do. It's how well you plan it and how creative you are. So the structure and staying on track was actually a little bit refreshing. I'm not dealing with the tarp. I'm not dealing with frozen infield clay and whether you could go outside or not.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty nice. Hmm. And the downside of it is you've got to hustle because we share our indoor the field with softball and men's and women's lacrosse and the track team. So we have to share it. So your timing can be a little bit tricky. That's the downside.
Okay.
You may not get a complete week of practice like you'd lay out if you knew you were going to be able to go outside and practice. But so it's unique in both respects. You're going to do what you plan on doing, but the timing of it might be a little less in some sense than you wish it would be if you've got to share with the other team. So, you know, people think it's sometimes a negative, but you know, you're not outside battling the elements in the field. You're equipped to do what you need to do indoors when the time is there for you to have the facility. So it's been okay.
Yeah. Link, congratulations on the great start to the year, and good luck to you guys heading down to Chapel Hill to take on North Carolina. We really enjoyed talking baseball with you. That was a very enlightening conversation.
Yeah, it was.
On field turf and the style of play. So we thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the insight and the questions. Thank you.
Take care.
Link Jarrett, head coach of Notre Dame baseball. The Irish off to a 7-2 start heading to Chapel Hill this weekend.